Award shows, really, there's something special when you guys are a part of it. When you guys are up for awards and when you perform, it just kind of kicks the level up. And you've won, what, 8 for this album? Mm. In other words, everything that you've been nominated for, you've won for this album.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Is it really true? Wow.
And
well, we've lost two on occasions. Acting Baby, which is a lot of people's favorite U2 album,
yeah.
We lost out. All That You Can't Leave Behind, we lost out. But winning's better than losing. This feels really, really, really good. And you know, the album as an idea has not really been, you know, flying for a while. It's a single, the art of the single. And we made an album, there's no fillers. We got some songs on that album that people have yet to discover, like A Man and a Woman or Miracle Drug. And I hope, because it's album of the year, that people, you know, be in truck stops and so, oh, I'll check that out and discover other songs other than Vertigo, or sometimes you can't make it on your own.
Yeah, I think Bonnie's right that there are no weak songs on the album. And in some ways, song for song, it probably is our best ever album.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when it first came out last year, and Vertigo obviously made the deadline, but the album did not. And I think people really came to appreciate it as you guys toured and people became more familiar with the songs and the singles rolled out. I'm still waiting for Original Species myself. Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, see, that's a really special song, Original Species. And I hope, because we got album of the year, that maybe people will listen to it and discover it. That would be really nice.
Now, when you guys won for album of the year, we couldn't hear everything that you were saying, but it sounds
What I was saying.
Yeah, what was that all about? We were all yelling at Neil Portnow for cutting you off.
It was a malfunction.
So, Larry, here's your chance. What do you want to say? Who do you want to thank?
Well, I'm feeling a little, you know, it'll hurt at the moment that they wouldn't allow me. It was a very long list of people that I wanted to thank.
Larry then had a poem that he was going to
read.
It
was a poem that I had written. It was when I was 12, and I just thought that people should hear it. Yeah.
Did you hear all the booing? People were not happy about that.
No. And I ended up on my knees, which is not a good thing for a drummer.
Well, congratulations, you guys.